And what about this window? What are your chances of getting what you want in this window, do you think?
Well, Jeremy's coming. I'm having, hopefully, dinner with Jeremy on Friday, and we can sit down and really have a good chat about, you know, the way he sees it, the way I see it, and then go from there. You know, he's run the football club in a very astute manner in over the past 10 years, I think. And the football club has got a fantastic structure in place. It's debt-free. They make money most years. And you have to give him an enormous amount of credit for that. And it's been his club. And he's run it exceptionally well.
But it seems like it's a positive working relationship between the pair.
Well, you know, he's been very honest and open about things and very straight. And I'd prefer that, whether I like it or not, whether I don't like it. I like people telling me, you know, what's going on and what they're thinking and what they're aiming and moving to. Yeah, I can be a little bit off the rails at times and not lose my temper, but speak my mind, especially if I don't think it's right. And I think that sometimes that frightens people from being as open as they should be with me. But once I get it off my chest, I'm fine. I can move on. What I don't like is when it festers. So, and I think Jeremy's getting used to that, and I think that the other people at the club are getting used to that. And it's not a negative at all. It's just that that's the way I am. It's a trait that I've had since I've been a young lad, and that is I want to get things done, and I want to get things done properly, and I want to get things done the way I think they should be done. And if they're not, then I like to find out what other people's ideas are and which way they're going, and then mull it together and try and find a way through. And I think that's important. I really do think, not just at this football club or other clubs. And you know, I've had good times and bad times at other clubs where people have not accepted it. Other clubs who, you know, like my relationship with Peter Coates at Stoke from day one was just an extraordinary relationship that still goes on today.
But we're in the situation now where, and you said this a few weeks ago, that you've got to move some people on probably before you can get other players in. Is that still the case?
Yeah, very much so. And I understand that. I understand that. So, you know, that has to happen. So we have to, you know, we have to work. And I have to work by the rules that are set by the football club. I'm quite happy with that. No problems.